ricochet effect, ricochet effect, like ricochet. Having conversation with no moderation, love to the communities, the ricochet effect. Having conversation with no moderation, love to the communities, the ricochet effect. Having conversation with no moderation.
Hi, this is Renee Cobb, and
I'm Dr. Obini El Amin, and we are with the Ricochet Effect.
So we are WUKY, and we are celebrating a wonderful evening of Women of Distinction. And I have the amazing honor of having Kentucky author. Are you a poet as well?
Yes, yes, and an organizer.
Oh, that's awesome. And this is Belle Townsend. Welcome so much to WUKY tonight for Women of Distinction. And let me just first start off by asking you, what does it mean for you to be here this evening?
Yeah, I think that it's really important to recognize the work that people are doing whenever we come from different identities. And I think that especially recognizing women whenever we have so many different priorities in that identity of and expectations around that identity. So being able to really highlight that and show what different kind of women can really look like and do is really important to me. Yeah.
Well, I gave the cliff notes of what you do in your introduction. Would you expand on that a little bit and talk to us about your career?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've worked on 9 election cycles in Kentucky and Massachusetts. And through doing that, I met a lot of different people, and I've always had a disposition to write. But in meeting so many people, I learned a lot about how to talk about things in a way that reaches people very simply, and I think that that's all writing is. So yeah, I've written 3 poetry books, Push and Pull, The Observer Effect, and The Holy and the Humdrum. And I also am a writer for Queer Kentucky. I'm their political correspondent, and I am covering all of their anti-LGBTQ legislation in the Kentucky legislative session this year. And I did it last year as well. And then I also like to take all of that and digitize that content and share it online and really expand the conversations that we can have both in real life and online.
Well, Belle, let me ask you, because there have got to be probably some women along the way that have been women of distinction in your life. Mm-hmm. Can you recall like who a couple of those people are and what have they meant to you?
Yeah, the first person I think of really is my mom and also my grandma. I think that both of them, I witnessed them prioritize investing in their children, but also in developing an identity and a career of their own. My grandma owned a hair salon. My mom's an educator, and I've watched both of them stay committed to that, even though they had to juggle being mothers. And also, I had a teacher in high school for all 4 years who was an English teacher who really pushed me to write, and she did a lot to push the quality of education that everyone had at school, not only just me. So that was Miss Cheryl Dawson as well.
Do you know anyone that's here tonight that's amongst the group?
Yeah, so I actually was on in the New Leaders Council cohort last year with Tanelle Smith, and she's actually also from Henderson, which is where I'm from. So seeing her also nominated was really, really funny, but also really sweet. She's someone that I see doing a lot and really recognize that she's doing good work.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by the booth. I'm going to let you get back and get to networking and enjoy this wonderful ceremony that we have tonight at WUKY.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's the Ricochet Effect. Ricochet Effect.
We've come to the close of another amazing podcast. I'd like to thank our listeners. I'd like to thank our guests. And as we say here at WUKY, we can't do it without our community. And just keep in mind that DEIB is the DNA of humanity.